Good evening. This is Medication Insiders podcast for March 6th, 2021. And I am your host, Louise Ackie, PharmD. We're going to talk tonight about seasonal allergies and in particular, how you can help yourself treat or relieve certain kinds of symptoms of allergies. Some of the most common allergic symptoms include stuffy nose and runny nose and itchy eyes. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight is what do you do to relieve stuffy nose or sinus congestion, a runny nose or rhinorrhea, and what do you do if you have itchy, watery eyes? Let's tackle the first symptom, stuffy nose or sinus congestion or nasal congestion. And this can be sinus pressure in your nose and up above your eyes. So your sinuses also are under your eyes as well. So you may feel some pressure there as well. What do you do? Well, an antihistamine will help treat the source of the allergic reaction. But you may also want to consider adding a decongestant. Now, there's a couple ways you can add a decongestant. One, you can add a Sudafed or other decongestant tablet to an antihistamine tablet. You can use a decongestant nasal spray or both. If you use a tablet, an oral decongestant, that's going to be a little more effective for sinus headache and sinus pressure along with the stuffy nose. The decongestant that works the best as a pill is the older version of Sudafed, which generic name is pseudoephedrine. Unfortunately, you cannot buy the old formula of pseudoephedrine on the shelf. You have to go to either a pharmacy or a place in the grocery store where you can sign for what I call the good stuff. And the reason for that is that many people use it as a precursor to methamphetamine. So pseudoephedrine can be converted to methamphetamine fairly easily, and it has been restricted in all states. And the federal government is actually considering restricting it even more and making it a prescription-only product. Right now, you can still buy it without a prescription, but you need to show ID. And basically, it's like a prescription that runs through the pharmacy, or it is something you sign for. And you can only buy so much at a time. And that is to control or to attempt to control the people that are purchasing it and using it for legitimate as a decongestant instead of diverting it to methamphetamine manufacturing. Why is this a problem? Well, pseudoephedrine is more effective than the phenylephrine, which is the current Sudafed on the shelf. So if you walk up to a grocery shelf or you walk up to the Sudafed on the pharmacy shelf that you can buy by just picking it up off the counter and going to the checkout, is Sudafed PE, pseudoephedrine. Phenylephrine, excuse me. So the Sudafed PE, phenylephrine, is unfortunately at the same dose, the equivalent dose, can cause more problems, such as stroke. So the federal government told the company that makes Sudafed, you can market this, but you can only market it at a dose that's about a third of the equivalent dose of pseudoephedrine. So what we have available is this weakened version of decongestant, which is only a third as potent as the equivalent dose that you can buy by signing for it of the Sudafed. So pseudoephedrine, the old formulation, is still available and still works. The phenylephrine version that you can buy without signing for it doesn't work nearly as well. So if it's you, if you think that your decongestant isn't as effective as it used to be, you're probably right, because it's only a third the potency. Now, I recommend against doubling up or tripling up to get that potency, because along with that, you have increased blood pressure and an increased risk of stroke. And that is not acceptable to the FDA. My strong recommendation is go and buy the older formulation, sign for it, and take that for a stuffy nose. I happen to like a product that tends to be hard to find, and you have to ask for it. And it's an older formulation as well. The brand name is Actifed, A-C-T-I-F-E-D, Actifed. It has both an antihistamine and the old formulation of Sudafed in it. And the antihistamine helps dry up a runny nose, as well as helps congestion as well. So if you have a stuffy and a runny nose, which is what my worst allergy symptom is, it helps both at the same time. But if you have a stuffy nose, then a decongestant by itself or with an antihistamine will work very well for you. Again, I buy the Actifed formulation by signing for it, because it has the older Sudafed with it. But I also keep plain Sudafed around as well. So we buy it and make sure that we have a box of the good stuff, so to speak, in our medicine cabinet for those times when you will have a lot of nasal congestion or sinus pain and pressure. If you have a runny nose, runny noses are annoying, and a drippy nose is a nuisance. What do you do if you have a runny nose? Well, again, an antihistamine tablet would be a good idea. But what would be just as good is a nasal steroid. So a nasal steroid spray, such as Nasacort or Flonase, will help the runny nose directly. And it may be all you need for a runny nose. Any of the antihistamines will work. We'll get to how to pick out an antihistamine in just a few minutes. But the nasal steroids, if you look at the back of the box, whether they say one spray or two sprays, basically you want to use a slightly higher dose to get the symptoms under control, and then you can back off a bit. They're usually given once or twice a day. If you do use a nasal spray, you want to make sure that you're pointing the nozzle or the tip away from the center of your nose, which is called the septum. That's that tissue that divides one side of your nose from the other. It's in between and forms the dividing line between the two nostrils. You do not want to spray the nasal spray into the tissue in between your nostrils. You want to have it closer to the middle or to the outside of that nostril area, because you can actually erode or burn a hole into the tissue that's between your nose, your septum. Nasal steroids sometimes will cause a sensitivity. So if you find that you're having a lot of dryness or bleeding in your nose, definitely want to change the nasal spray to a different brand. That's often all you need to do. And if you're just using the nasal spray and you're not getting complete relief, then definitely you should be adding an antihistamine, and preferably an oral antihistamine, a tablet or capsule, to boost the effect so that you're addressing the seasonal allergy or the year-round allergy by taking the antihistamine tablet. And then you're also addressing the symptoms in your nose, specifically by using the nasal spray. The third symptom that people have that's fairly common is itchy eyes. And itchy eyes you can treat by taking an antihistamine, but you may prefer to do something like an eye drop where it goes to the source. And there are two different eye drops that are actually very, very good for this. The older product is called Zatador. The generic name is Ketotifen, and it's been around for at least 5 years. And it is it works in two different ways. It's not a steroid, but it calms down the allergic reaction. But what's really exciting is that there is a newer drug that is in eye drops that used to be prescription only. And then last year, the FDA approved it to move from prescription only to non-prescription. And the name of this eye drop is Pataday, Pataday. It has two different strengths. One strength, the lower strength, is twice a day. So it's called Pataday twice daily. And it's about as effective as the older eye drop Zatador. But it also comes in a higher strength that's double the twice daily strength. And it's once a day. And that's considered to be even more effective than the Zatador or the twice daily formula. So if you have itchy eyes, that can be a real help in reducing watery eyes and itchy eyes. I want to go back for a minute and talk about decongestant nasal sprays, because they can be very, very powerful, but they can actually backfire on you. And one of the nasal sprays that people use a lot is called Afrin, and the other one is neosinephrine. These are both brand names that have generics on the shelf right next to them, and they are fast acting. And what they do is when you spray them up your nose, they shrink the vessels of your nose and that relieves the congestion. But it doesn't get to the underlying allergic reaction that's triggering your stuffy nose, your congestion. And if you use it for more than 2 to 3 days, or if you use it too frequently, it will actually cause a rebound effect, that when it wears off, you have a worse stuffy nose than you started with, and then it stops working on you, and then you're really miserable. If that happens to you, the most appropriate and effective way to get out from under that is to buy a nasal steroid and use the nasal steroid. Within about a day or so, it will start relieving the stuffy nose and you'll be back in business and be able to breathe through your nose again. As far as once or twice to get a good reaction, you can still use a decongestant nasal spray occasionally. It's when you use it for more than a couple days at a time that this happens. Afrin nasal spray also is something I keep around for bloody noses, because the way that it shrinks the vessels also helps nosebleeds if the nosebleed is in the front of your nose. See, you have two different places where you can have nosebleeds. One is what they call anterior, meaning the front, which is the part of the nose in front of the bony ridge of your nose, okay? The other part though is on the other side of that bony ridge, and just pinching your nose to stop the bleeding doesn't work very well. You can try the Afrin nasal spray and sniff up and see if you can't get that to stop. But when you've got a good nosebleed going, you aren't going to be getting it up there very far, but it can be helpful to help stop nosebleeds that are in the front, particularly if you squirt it on gauze or cotton, and then roll it up and put it up your nose and then put pressure. So it can be very effective in stopping a nosebleed by doing it that way. So all of this, stuffy nose, runny nose, itchy eyes, and sneezing can be also treated with a oral antihistamine. And there are several oral antihistamines out there available. They usually, the newer ones, do not cause drowsiness. Hello, Sheila. Good to have you tonight. I'm talking about antihistamines and tablets, and we're talking about the different kinds of antihistamines that we have. We've already talked about how to treat a stuffy nose, how to treat a runny nose, and the itchy eyes, which you've already heard earlier today. I'm talking about antihistamines and how to pick an antihistamine tablet. So the three main antihistamines that we have are loratadine, which is Claritin, and that one is very effective. It's once a day, and it does not cause drowsiness in anybody. Allegra, fexofenadine, which is once a day or twice a day, depending on what product you buy, and that also does not cause any significant drowsiness. This is very different than our older antihistamines that were available before the days of Claritin and Allegra. You had to be careful because if you were trying to drive a car and taking an antihistamine, they tended to cause drowsiness. And for someone who was driving, that was not a good idea. So we drank coffee and tried to take them in combination with decongestants to try to keep us going so that we didn't get too drowsy to be able to react quickly if something happened in front of us. These newer antihistamines, which are not new anymore, they've been on the market now for over 10 years, are available generically as well as brand. There is a other agent called Zyrtec or cetirizine, starts with a C. It is an older drug, but a metabolite of that older drug that doesn't cause nearly as much drowsiness as the older drug does. And so it is another option. However, with the Zyrtec, you have to be careful because about 12 to 15% of people, up to 25% of people do get some drowsiness with it. So it's a try it out before you try a road trip on it so that you know whether or not you're going to have a problem. I like Zyrtec because it does help dry up a runny nose better than Allegra or Claritin does. So it's very helpful that way. It also is a completely different structure. So if you are taking Claritin and you're taking Allegra and it stops working, then I recommend that you switch to the Zyrtec and see if that gets it going for you. And it used to be that people who have year-round allergies who had to take allergy medicine, antihistamines, all the time, not just in the spring, not just in the summer or the fall, like my ragweed allergies. They come up, but they're only like August and early September. Some people have them all year round, pet dander, molds, and things like that. Well, they would take the same antihistamine and about 6 months later, boom, it would stop working for them. So what they had to do is switch to a different antihistamine and then that would start working again. So many people were switching between one or two different antihistamines throughout the year. Other people had to cycle about every 3 to 4 months. So that's another option to think about if you have an antihistamine that's not working as well as you want it to be working. Sheila, did you have any questions? I know you're muted.
No, I was really interested in the conversation that we had earlier today and also about the runny nose thing and trying different things because I always took a Sudafed. And then I learned today that that's the worst thing I could have taken.
I didn't talk that about that tonight on the podcast. So I'm so glad you mentioned that. And that is, a lot of people are confused between a decongestant and an antihistamine. And if you have a runny nose and you take a decongestant, it makes it run more. If it's stuffy and you take a decongestant, it helps the stuffiness and it tends to run a little bit. But if you've got a runny nose and no stuffiness, taking a decongestant doesn't help you. So hopefully taking the antihistamine will be more effective for those folks. And I talked a little bit tonight about my favorite antihistamine decongestant combination, which is an older drug called Actifed. And you have to sign for it because it's got the good stuff. It's got the good Sudafed, the pseudoephedrine product in it. But I often have I have a combination of a stuffy nose and a runny nose. And how annoying is that? It's stuffy and then I can't, you know, and it's drippy. So it's the worst of both worlds. But the antihistamine Actifed takes care of the stuffiness. It takes care of the runniness because it helps dry up the runniness. And the decongestant Sudafed helps the stuffiness. So it relieves both of those issues. And it doesn't cause really much drowsiness for me. It's an older antihistamine, so there is the potential for drowsiness. I don't seem to be bothered by it. But that's another option if somebody is having multiple symptoms, not just one problem. If you have a sinus headache, an antihistamine is your best bet. What else do you have for questions about allergies? I mentioned that there is when I talked to you earlier today, I mentioned Zatidor as an eye drop, but there's actually a newer one called Pataday that's even more powerful, Pataday once daily. So that's the one that I'm going to be recommending to people. That's the most powerful eye drop that you can get for itchy eyes. Good stuff. And it's no longer prescription only. But I will tell you, Pataday, it was very, very popular when it was a prescription. I dispensed a lot of Pataday in my time. And to have it over the counter is truly exciting. It really is.
Dr. Louise, I have a question. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you can see this or not.
Nasacort 24 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my boyfriend, I wish he were here to ask you this, but he uses this year round. Mm-hmm. And is this a safe thing for him to use for his nasal issues year round, or is this something that is okay?
That's a great question. That's a steroid nasal spray, and that is considered the number one best way to treat year round allergies.
Oh, okay.
Which is also the fancy medical term for it is allergic rhinitis. Yes. So you have your seasonal rhinitis, you've got your allergic rhinitis. The year round is particularly problematic. And what's nice about using a steroid nasal spray is that I talked earlier tonight about how important it is to not point the tip toward the center of your nose, because it can actually cause irritation and erosion into the tissue. So you point it away or kind of parallel with your nose so it doesn't hit the middle part, which you call the septum. And the other thing is you don't want to snort when you do the nasal spray. A gentle inhale is all you need, because you don't want to inhale that all the way down to your throat, because that's not where it's helping you. You don't need to swallow it. You need to keep it in your nose itself. And to do that, you don't want to snort while you're spraying it.
Yeah. I'll tell him that, but because I can be in the other room and I can hear him snorting it.
He doesn't have to do that. In fact, he's probably losing some of it down his throat doing it that way. The other thing about a steroid, a nasal spray, is that if you're, when you have more severe symptoms, you can use a higher dose to get those under control, and then you back down. And for some people who have to take it year round, they can actually get away with using it 3 times a week and get good results. But I have found that people will often just back off on it until the symptoms become noticeable again, and then they jump back in and they start using it again. And that's perfectly fine too. But you can actually get away with using it like 3 to 4 times a week and keep your symptoms under control for longer periods of time. You don't have to use it every day if you've got good control. And I mentioned earlier that if you ever have a problem with irritation or nosebleeds, that to switch brands, switch to a different one, because each of them has a different liquid that they dissolve the drug in. And some people may react not to the drug, but to the liquid, the formula that they're spraying. And if that's an irritation, then just try something different. So you've got Nasacort 24 hour. There's also Flonase and at least one other brand out there as well. So is there anything else I can answer for you tonight? Well, I am so glad you came on the podcast tonight, Sheila. Happy to answer any questions. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to add to the library a list of all the different names that I talked about tonight to make sure people can actually then download it or read it and say, oh, okay, this is what we were talking about tonight. And they can go into their pharmacy and find it or go online and find it as well.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And that is our podcast, Medication Insider Podcast tonight for April 6th.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.